Prayer is a lamp of life. Isaiah 30 verse 21 says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you, saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" The voice mentioned in this Bible verse is the voice of God that acts like a lamp to bring your feet to the right part when you are about to go astray. That voice enlightens our life when we live in the Spirit through prayers. This prayer of light says it all. The light of God surrounds me, the love of God enfolds me, the power of God protects me, the presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is. When we contemplate deeply on the words of this prayer, we would not doubt that prayer is just everything we need to light up our lives. I make an effort each day to pray, and on days I am inspired, I write a prayer. My written prayers then help me on those dry days that I find it hard to pray. Here are the February ones. You are free to join me to pray by listening or reading, and you will never go empty-handed. Let us pray. 1. Let me hear you more and more, dear Lord. O dearest Jesus, let me hear you more and more. Many voices surround me, but who can talk to me or about me so lovingly and consoling like you? Let me hear you more and more, sweet Jesus, and understand your ways more and more, for you alone knows all about me. Loving Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 2. Let me be satisfied with you, O Lord. Let me be satisfied with you, O Jesus. Let me serve you to the full. Let me beware always that you are with me. O dearest Jesus, that I may never regret being your friend. That I may be fulfilled and boast of you even when my strength becomes feeble and I'm nearing your doorpost. I would say, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 3. Make me a lamp, Lord. My Lord and my God. Make me a little lamp. That do not talk but communicates to everyone. That do not command but rules. That do not have life but helps people's lives. That can't move but helps people move around safely. That can't find things but helps people find their things. That is not powerful, but powerful enough to chase out every darkness. O Lord, make me a little lamp for your glory, to light up the little world around me. Amen. 4. Make me clean inside out, O Lord. Purify my body and soul, dear Lord, and let me be clean inside out. Wash me and let me be clean. Cleanse my heart from the stains of sin and sanctify my whole being. Sweet Jesus, teach me how to do good and be loving. Teach me your gentle ways, O Lord. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 5. I place my family to your care, Lord. Loving Jesus, you who always hears the pleas of your children, I place my family to your loving care today. I bring the sick, the stressed, the old and the young. Dearest Jesus, please touch every one of us with your mighty healing hand, heal us and save us. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 6. Take my mouth and my ears, Lord. Loving Jesus, I offer you my mouth and my ears. Take and sanctify them that I may use them for your glory. Help me to hear and speak your word to others without fear. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 7. Lord, you know all about me. Loving Jesus, I am so glad that you know all about me. You know when I'm hungry and when I'm thirsty. You know when I'm strong and when I'm weary, my going out and my coming in. Each day you mark my ways, keeps me safe from hunger, thirst and all dangers. You are worthy to be praised. Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us. Amen. 8. You are present, Lord. You show yourself to me all the times, Lord. Your presence everywhere I see. In your beautiful creation, in the rivers and seas, mountains and hills, frost and snow, wind and rain, darkness and light, I see your mighty presence. A sign? I do not need, but you, sweet love that keeps me whole and happy. It gives me hope, peace, love and happiness forever. Sweet Jesus, give me your hug and let me hug you in all that I do. Jesus, I love you. Amen. 9. My Lord and my God. Jesus, you are my Lord and my God, the Anointed One and Savior of the world. You are my best friend, all I need, all I have. I can't doubt who you are to me, but I may ask myself, who am I to you? Am I worthy to be your friend too? O Jesus, give me the grace and teach me to be your friend too. I want to know you more and feel you more as my one and only best friend. Help me, Lord. Jesus, I love you. Amen. 10. You are not far from me, Lord. My loving Jesus, you have shown me today that your glory is not far from me. That you and yours are just around me. Yes, Lord, you are so close to me. You are right there in those moments of consolation, peace, and joy. Those moments I would want to remain enjoying. Let me know that you are always by my side, consoling, directing and revealing to me. Open my eyes like Peter's to see your glory around me and remain in it. Dearest Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 11. You have nursed in me the seed of faith, Lord. Mighty Jesus, in me you have planted the seed of faith and you want me to let it grow. Lord, I know that in the midst of thorns it can't grow, but if I let it grow like a mustard seed, I would be able to move mountains. Loving Jesus, help my shortcomings that when I denounce them, I should never return to them again. Mighty Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 12. Let's journey intimately, Lord. I come to you today, O Jesus, my Savior and my Redeemer, asking to accompany you on your journey to Calvary. Can we journey together like intimate friends? Can we talk heart to heart on the way? Though I may not be worthy, O Lord Jesus, I trust you won't say no to my invitation. Like never before, dearest Lord, let me see and hear you talking to me on this journey. Give me the grace to see your face, hold your hand and to hear you. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 13. You and you alone are mine, Lord. My Lord and my God, merciful Jesus, I offer myself to you in a special way this Lent. Give me the grace of fasting and prayer, O Lord. I surrender every pain, difficulty, and brokenness onto you, that you may make my burden lighter as I journey with you this moment. Only you and you alone can decide for me. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 14. Help me follow you without hesitation, Lord. My loving Jesus, help me to follow you without hesitation, without reserve. Help my decision, help my efforts. Help my determination, my longing, and my anxiety to be like you. I may be weak, dear Lord, but help me by your grace, I pray, that I may never relent my efforts to follow you. You are the only true friend. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 15. You teach me to pray, Lord. My Father, Abba Father, you are almighty above all. At the mention of your name, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that you are God, the Almighty. That's who you are, O loving Father. Your name is holy, I bow before you and worship you, my Lord and my God. I surrender to your will, let it be done unto me as you planned from my creation. Give me the grace to conform to your will, and only your will. Look not on my unworthiness but my little efforts to worship and adore you, my God. Help me to love and forgive truly and give me the strength to resist all trials and temptations on my way. Save me, O Father, from the hands of the wicked one, and may your kingdom, your power, and your glory reign everywhere, in my life, on earth, and in heaven, now and forever. Amen.